We're talking to you this afternoon with the Colonel Lance Fry, medical doctor who's been named by Governor Kevin Stitt as his interim commissioner of health. He'll be heading up the Oklahoma State Department of Health effective immediately. And Dr. Fry, give me a little bit of a feeling of, who you are. In other words, kind of introduce yourself to our folks across rural Oklahoma.
Well, I grew up in rural Oklahoma. I grew up in Lindsay, went to my local high school and went to college here in the state, and then I ended up going to medical school in California, graduated from there, spent some time out there in California. And then, after 9/11, that few years had passed, I just felt, I had a desire to serve. So I joined the Air Force, made a change, and went into flight medicine along with obstetrics and gynecology. So I did aerospace medicine, which is, I guess, the part of the medicine that's more what they call line oriented, or, the one that does the deployments and all those things, and manages the aero medical evacuation system and point of injury pickups and all that stuff. So I did that for a while, and then wanted to get back to the middle of the country and closer to my family. So transitioned back here to Oklahoma and took a position with the Air National Guard and also with Oklahoma State University.
And at OSU, there you're involved with the Center for Health Sciences, right?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about your desire to, when asked by the governor to serve this particular position, this role as commissioner of health for our state, what got you interested? What interested you in this position?
I was honored to be asked. I can't think of anything more rewarding than trying to help the citizens of Oklahoma get through this pandemic. And then even past that, to disprove, have proved the health outcomes in our state of Oklahoma.
Let's talk about the job at hand right now in this new role for the Oklahoma State Department of Health. Obviously, job one or the top of mind position is this continuing response to COVID-19. Give me maybe a little bit of an assessment of what you see the state of Oklahoma has done today, as far as you think if you think we've done a pretty good job or not.
I think we've done an excellent job. This was not a one person or one agency event that we did. I mean, everyone came together. We had people from the government to manufacturers to private individuals that all kind of came together and worked together to fix this. We put together a hospital surge plan, a healthcare surge plan, where we asked everyone to plus up their capacity by 40%. Which they all did. And then we put together some safety net plans on top of that, which we, thank goodness, we never really had to use. And then we deployed telehealth devices around the state and started to put together a telehealth system for some of the more rural areas. That, along with all the social distancing and the safer at home, the surge never peaked to the point that we thought it was going to. And so the numbers definitely lessened and the hospital systems did not become overwhelmed. So I think we did an absolutely fantastic job as the entire state of Oklahoma.
When you consider and look at other states similar to our size and as far as population and all, it just appears that we've been able to really do well as far as our response to this disease. It seems like we've been able to hold our own.
We have. We've done an excellent job. There's some talk about trying to use the model that Oklahoma used throughout the nation because of the great response that we had.
Tell me a little bit. You mentioned the telemedicine efforts. How do you think that's working out at this point? In other words, kind of walk us through how that's been put into place and how this is being used.
Well, some people that were very involved in that process actually took a lot of time doing mapping of the state, looking at a bunch of different criteria and trying to figure out where the greatest need for those would be. They did that through conjunction with the rural medicine department and started deploying those around the state. When the outbreak in Guymon happened, there had not been one placed there as of yet. So again, this is how Oklahomans come together. They didn't have a device in stock yet. They were waiting on them to be shipped, another one. So they were able to reach out to another community that had just received one, and they agreed to let them pick that device up, take it to Guymon where the need was the greatest, and then, of course, they replaced their machine whenever they had one come in a few days later. But just having that 24-hour access to an intensivist pulmonologist, cardiologist, whatever they needed where they were having an outbreak was really incredibly beneficial to them.
The expertise, I guess, is the one of the keys for telemedicine, that you're able to access that that expertise so quickly.
Absolutely. And it's there 24/7.
Tell me, you mentioned Guymon, you mentioned Texas County. That has been one of our hot spots, and a lot of folks say that's not a coincidence in that we've got our major meatpacking plant, a major meat processing plant in the state, and Seaboard located there in Guymon. Where do we stand right now with that particular situation?
Seaboard has been incredibly forward-thinking and helpful with the process. And FEMA and the CDC have both been out there. They were there when I was there, and they had really great things to say about Seaboard and how they've reacted to it. I toured the facility while I was there. They had already put a lot of different plans in place to try to help their employees. And when they did the point prevalence survey out there, they had a great number of employees turn up to get tested. You know, obviously that's very helpful because then they can adjust their daily shifts and their capacity based off of that.
I know that, you know, you mentioned the fact that you did grow up in the Lindsay area. Quite a few of communities have got some good medical facilities, but some of our communities are challenged when it comes to adequate facilities, particularly on something like this pandemic. Give us kind of an assessment of what you see right now regarding rural Oklahoma healthcare. Where are we right now? What do we need to do to maybe improve it?
That's a great question. Yes, there are some areas in Oklahoma that, frankly, don't have enough providers and don't have enough access to hospitals. We need to increase that. We need to improve that. And I think one of the positive things, if you can have something positive come out of a pandemic, I think one of the things that we're realizing is this has pushed the entire nation to understand that the need of that. And we're working on plans now on how to move forward and increase the availability of healthcare in these rural areas.
When you think about the entire state of Oklahoma, Dr. Fry, what are the takeaways? In other words, what have we learned that we'll be able to better serve Oklahomans when it comes to healthcare because of the coronavirus?
Well, we've learned a lot. I mean, we figured out a lot of logistics throughout the state. We've learned areas where we need to improve our bandwidth to be able to use things like telehealth monitors. And we've learned most importantly, I guess, that Oklahomans definitely want to, when they're called to duty, they show up. You know, they all want to help.
That's most certainly good. Now, one other question in regards to looking forward with specifically COVID-19 and coronavirus. A lot of folks have said we're going to have a second wave coming. What is your thought as far as, are we going to be ready if we get another wave, say in the early part of the fall, mid part of the fall?
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to be ready. We learned a lot from this time, and we put together a great plan. That plan's not going away. It's going to still be in place, and we're going to be prepared, much better prepared than we were the first time. We're still storing up our PPE supplies to make sure that we're not behind if this starts again, and we've shown what works, so we know we're ready to go.
Colonel Lance Fry, medical doctor who's been named the interim commissioner of health for the state of Oklahoma. He's heading up the efforts at the Oklahoma State Department of Health, being appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.